singularly. And the Blades and the Champions all in Norway with a bunch of young people. Y'all just take a minute and tell us about how the trip's going, and then we'll get more about what y'all have been up to there with your family.
Well, I was hoping that they'd bring warm weather with them.
We failed.
So that was a disappointment. Other than that, it's been great.
So it does look like it's cold there.
Yeah.
It is. It's cold, actually.
Not too bad, but not Montgomery weather. Yeah, yeah, Bob just said yeah.
Well, what have the Champions and Blades been doing with y'all so far?
Good morning.
Hey, Bob.
You're fine. I'll scoot in. Okay. Get all over Deborah here. So we started out the week just by starting with fellowship. Matt and Deborah were nice enough to meet us there on Thursday mid-morning, I guess, to get us acclimated to where and what everything is. And they got to our bed and breakfast or Airbnb that we rented. So all nine of us are able to stay in one location. And then from there, we started doing some fellowship, which is what we've done a lot of. And then Saturday, we were able to do a barbecue and meet with church leadership and have some discussions one-on-one, which I know Matt is anxious to continue those individually. So I've told the guys to please reach out to Josh and myself over the coming year as we plan. And as I told you guys before, we're the advanced team to come over here and see what their needs are, where they are, and what they need for us to put together for Trinity for the next trip. So worshiped. Matt, even in his illness, was able to bring the word to us. And then the last 2 days, we've kind of continued that thing. And then today, we just had a good time. Took a little bit of time to go see the beautiful landscape here. And Buzz caught a fish, and David caught two, and Matt caught two. So we all had a good time out there.
Oliver.
Sorry. David caught two. Yeah. At least nobody caught a cold yet on our team. So we're doing great. But that's kind of where we are as far as the whole overview, Julie.
Here, let's see if we can get everyone in here.
Well, Matt, why don't you take a minute and just give us an update about where you are in your ministry there and kind of what the outlook is from here.
Yeah, it's an exciting season of ministry. I apologize, my voice has gone a little bit today.
Well, that helped.
The Trinity brought the party hard and just took us down. Just no. It's an exciting season. We've recently brought on a new staff person to work with discipleship and help us with education and expansion of the ministry. We're going to be starting our Sunday school hour this coming week. So I know Emily raided the Trinity like supply room and brought a bunch of stuff over to help get the children's Sunday school going, which Deborah's leading next week. And I think we have volunteers to help through January for that. Is that right, Deborah?
Yeah, to help.
To kind of help get that ministry launched, and we'll have our adult Sunday school start this coming week as well. We are also in pursuit of a new rental space for the church to use for a more semi-permanent space for the church to have. It'd be a building we'd have 24/7, so we could use it throughout the week. And Bob and Josh looked at that today. We drove over there after our excursion through the fjord.
It's a perfect location, and continue to pray for them as they're going through the endeavor of raising funds and completing, hopefully, the agreement to have that long term.
Yeah, so those are some of the things happening. We're working on some seminary training options for some of the young men that are here, some of the young Norwegians that are here. So our colleague that we just brought on, Gideon, he's a PhD student at Puritan Reform Theological Seminary, and he's exploring options for us with the contacts that he has there and more broadly. We're working on getting some of these young Norwegians trained up because they're the future of the mission and the planting further churches and establishing the Presbyterian Church in Norway. So I feel overwhelmingly blessed with this season ahead. And it's been a tremendous joy to see old friends and old faces from our home church. And it's been a very sweet time and a great privilege to share what you all are doing and to see some. So you guys have been able to see the fruit of your own participation in this ministry. And so we feel very blessed. Deborah, would you add anything to that?
Something that was kind of significant for me this week was speaking with some of the ladies from our church. And I said, these people that are here that you see before you believed in us and trusted God on our behalf and sent us here to you. They believed in the vision and sent us here to you. We would not be here today if it wasn't for these people and for Trinity and many other churches like it. And it kind of like struck them. You know, when you can hear something, but then when you see it, it's a completely different experience. And for the ladies, like, we could just see that sinking into them, and they were just moved by that, you know, by that thought. And just thinking about how God goes before us and he provides before we even know what we need. And before some of these people were even thinking about even just Reformed theology or like, you know, or even just, I think before they were even in a place where they were ready to join a church, some of them were not even believers.
Yeah.
Even just like two years ago. So it's just amazing to think about that. So that was really special for me to have the Blaze and the Champions here in the flesh, you know, to show our friends and to say, hey, look what God's done.
is there a percentage of Christians or other religions that's dominant in a way?
The religion of the self.
Yeah.
I think we have some of that here.
We have that
here also. Raw secularism.
Matt, tell them about the conversation you have with taxi cab driver.
Yeah. Emily, am I allowed to share it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just...
Only he can hear this.
I'm teasing. Well, and this has not happened, but it just happened to happen the day the Trinity team arrived and was meeting me in a parking garage down in the center of the city. I was standing there waiting for everyone. I was on my phone, and they had all these Tesla charging stations that they just put in this garage, which I find to be a bit obnoxious, but that's another story. at any rate, the guy like saw me on the phone. This taxi guy backs up his Tesla into the spot and is charging. And he's like, are you a Tesla rep or something? I was like, no, I'm not. And he goes, well, what are you doing here then? I said, well, I'm a preacher. And he's like, well, that doesn't work here. And he started going off. He was actually kind of hostile, and I was in a bit of a bad mood anyway, so I was ready to fight. But I was like, anyways, it ended like, you know, so I'm like, you need a mediator, you know, because he's talking about going to heaven or God in us and all, you know, all the nonsense, you know, that's not new nonsense. It's the same stuff. But I said, you need a mediator, you know, and he's sitting there just smoking his cigarette going, nah. Nah. And you know, that kind of I'm fine. I don't need anything. That really well represents the majority of Norwegian culture today. You know, there are some believers and there are some strong believers in the country, but overall it's the religion of the self. Which is the same thing, you know, we see in America today, as well. So That's the dominant thing in the Christian landscape. The state church still has a lot of membership because people retain their membership so that they can have free marriages and burials and all that kind of stuff. But very few people attend the state church. And then you have predominantly more charismatic churches that are the more I would say dominant churches, but again, we're talking about a very, maybe 3% or less of the whole country is, regularly worshiping somewhere. So it's a very small percentage, if that. So, you know, that's, I don't know if that's all you wanted. I mean, I can go more on that, but that's kind of a basic, you know, picture.
Yeah.
Most people are just sleepy. They're only hostile if what you say impedes their religion or their sense of morality or anything like that, but they're just asleep. Feels like a nation that is by and large just asleep to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I heard Bob say y'all have found a new space for your church.
Yeah, we've identified a location. We've been working at this for some time and talking to realtors and seeing what options are out there. So there's a location north of the city that we are exploring, and we're working with a charitable foundation to make that happen. So I have some further, that would be a prayer request. I have some further meetings this week on that to see if we can get a green light to pursue it. But it's a lovely location. I don't know if you guys took a picture of it or anything, but it's
office.
But you did, Josh. So it ticks all the church planner boxes in terms of public transportation access, parking space, good. It's an appealing location. It's right on the fjord. So we're hopeful it'll be a place where we can worship, have midweek stuff, do what we can, do our seminary work out of there, classes. Yeah, I don't know if you guys, we talked about anything else stood out to you, Bob or Josh or Deborah, on that.
It's an office, building, currently, so it would need to have some work done on it to make it ready for us, but, it's, really exciting to think about being able to have our own space all week.
Mm-hmm.
A few hours on Sunday rented out at the hotel, but the Lord's provided for us through that and in the season being at the hotel, but it seems like it's a good time for us to move.
Here, I'll see if I can share.
Matt's,
I'll see, host disabled part. Oh, if, Julie, I don't know if someone can allow me to share, but I can share a picture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, Tom's going to do that real quick.
Okay.
How many people are coming to the services now?
We're usually around 30 people on the Lord's Day, give or take, which is maxing out our current location, where we're at. We can't fit many more bodies in, especially if we advertise or visitors come.
Yeah.
We're pretty, it was pretty full in that room.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Well, I think we had more, how many did we have? Probably 45 this summer.
Well, we were an extra 9.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, this is the, let's see if I can do this. Can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the facility, and we could rent the top of the building and then the bottom half. And so we could have advertising, your name and everything on it. And half of it is like office and classroom space is what we turn it into. And then this other half would be the large worship space.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bottom we can use for fellowship and food. We'd like to have a kitchen put in there. And we eat lunch every Lord's Day with the church family. So it'd be an excellent place that we can grow into and use for the foreseeable future. So, mm-hmm.
Yep. So you have the parking lot here, and then it just goes into the water.
Yeah. And then off over this,
oh, wow,
way, the right side, you have the fjord right there. So it's a very lovely and pretty location as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's also on the other side of the building, on this top floor, there's parking where like young moms or young families could park and, or handicapped, where they can get right into the top area for worship. So we feel pretty excited about it, and, we'll see what the Lord does.
Yeah. Fantastic. We'll be praying this week for those mm-hmm. meetings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah, we've been praying for you. Are you doing better?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I've had some complications from just from all of my pregnancies. I think combined and then this last one. So I'm waiting to, medical care is a little slow here. Once you finally get to a specialist, then the care is very good. But up before that, it can take a long time. So we're still, I had a CT scan on Saturday and they said there that it would be a week or two before, they sent it to my GP and then she will contact me. So yeah, so we'll see.
Well, I saw that now you have 3 children in the same school. Is that what it was?
Actually, all 4 are there now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a really quick development. Just the school called us. A
couple of weeks ago.
Like 3 weeks ago.
3 now, yeah.
And said, I see you've sent in, I'm not sure if this was a mistake or I see you have Penelope here. She didn't get a spot, but do you still want a place for her? We just fortuitously had a spot open in her class. And we were like, yeah. We thought she was going to have to wait a whole year. So the only catch was she had to start on Monday, and that was Wednesday. So she had one day to say goodbye to her current classmates. We just trust the Lord that perhaps was the best for her in this situation. And she told Matt, I wish I would have started here sooner. Because she seems very...
Oh, that was encouraging.
She just seems a lot relieved. Yeah.
That's so great.
We're thankful.
Good. Does anybody else have any other questions? There's a lot of people around the table here.
Yeah, Deborah, it's Tom Danielson over here on the side. How's your mom doing?
Hi, Tom. Oh, wow. I mean, she's doing really well. This is a huge praise and answer to prayer. She has had 4 rounds of chemo, and the worst symptoms that she's had is neuropathy and fatigue. She is able to go out and see friends and go to church and, you know, just do little odd jobs around the house. So she's able to live where she feels happy. So we're so thankful for that. Her lungs are mostly free of fluid. She still has a lung drain on that they have to drain her lung once a week. And the blood, she hasn't had any further blood clots. So we almost lost her right there when I was going to visit in was that July or August?
August, yeah.
Because of complications from, well, it could have been the cancer or the chemo. We don't know. But she's doing much, much better right now. The doctor was so thrilled with how well she was responding to the treatment, and her protein markers for the cancer when she first started were, I think, around 5,300. And then the last time they tested, it was around 600. So that was a massive change quite quickly, I think. So we're still, they're going to finish the last 2 rounds of chemo and then do a complete scan again of everything to see where she's at and make a decision about what to do from there. So thanks for asking.
Other questions?
Okay, go ahead. You've got an important.
What is your favorite board game?
Favorite board game.
I can tell you one game I don't like to play with Deborah because she is so good, and that's checkers.
Checkers.
Favorite board game is checkers.
I can't match that question. But what kind of staff do you have besides the 2 of you? Do you have other people on the team?
Yeah, so currently we have two, let's see, well, what is it now? Three support staff, or three besides myself.
And me. It's besides you and me.
Well, I was thinking of adding you to that, because you weren't there from the beginning, right. Like as a staff capacity. So Deborah serves with Women's and Children's Ministry. We have a business administrator who is also our ruling elder. And then we have a discipleship director. Am I missing someone? I hope not. So there's four of us here. And then we have two colleagues who planted our church in Ualand, which these guys got to meet on Saturday. And they serve with the early denomination work that we're doing here with Den Presbyterianska Kyrka in Norge, so the Presbyterian Church in Norway. And they serve, they have 20% roles. We're able to work with our foundation to help give these guys some time during the week to advance their stuff on the Norway side. So there's another two guys that are very intimately involved with the work too.
Are they both studying theology now as part of?
We're good. They're doing the course that we came up with, the Timothy course, but we're working on getting Hovar, Tomas, and Peter, and then potentially two other guys on the kind of the seminary track that we're working on. Yeah.
So by the way, these two guys in Ulan are actually ruling elders, and they're preaching every other week, right? Aren't they taking turns?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the preaching, so.
In Norwegian, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you are in English?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so we're kind of unashamedly an international church. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think we had at one time 17 different languages spoken and represented amongst our people.
Pretty close to that still.
Mm-hmm. So English is the common language that holds everyone together from the different parts of the world. But then the ongoing work is to empower and raise up Norwegians for the broader Norwegian mission. So we pray and continue to pray for long-term Norwegians and internationals to be the core of our membership. But we're also in the churches that we plant, we'd like them to be Norwegian speaking, preaching.
And you know, Matt, to that point, you know, y'all heard Matt earlier talk about standing up a seminary here. And, you know, at first thought that you might think, okay, well, why aren't we talking about doing a seminary? We just planted this church like 3 years ago. But Matt has and his team have attracted some really sharp Norwegian guys who are interested in the Reformed faith. I mean, outside of staff, I met three guys at church on Sunday who were all in seminary at the one of the, you know, Norwegian, like, you know, state church type seminaries, right? But they knew that they wouldn't be able to go and teach the Reformed faith or, you know, just teach the things that they wanted to teach in the state church. They're taking a look now at, you know, the Presbyterian Church in Norway. So, you know, the work that they have done is really attracting a lot of these young guys who are interested in the Reformed faith. And you know, I see a real opportunity there in building and growing those guys to go send to all ends of Norway.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Matt, you continue to get military folks from the NATO base and or other Americans from the oil industry and all that.
Right now we have one family that's military that's serving at the NATO base, and they're our age, which has been a breath of fresh air because most of our people are quite a bit younger, so we feel like the parents or the older siblings or uncle or something. A lot of people. So that's been nice. They came to us from South Korea,
yeah.
And they actually would like to retire here. So they're working on finding a way to stay in the country. So we'll see what happens with that. And then where are oil families?
American
right now?
Oil families.
We have one.
Just
the one? The Longs, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's just three American families. The rest are
from other countries.
But they're all oil. The rest are all oil.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of an interesting thing happened. So our first year here, we had four or five families that were all American, that were part of the church. And since then, they've been sent to new assignments. So we caught a number of them kind of in their final stay in the country. But then for a good period of time, we were the only American family at the church, mm-hmm. which I think was a blessing because it allowed the church and the body to kind of form its own identity. It wasn't exclusively Norwegian or American. It's just truly international. Mm-hmm. And that's been a blessing to see. And now we've had a few American families come back in, but it's really, I mean, it's truly is an expression of the Christ global church. You know, gathered around one gospel together, but people from every corner of the globe. We have a big African contingency and people from Indonesia, Poland, Estonia, mm-hmm. trying to think of where the other people are from, Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. So it's Chechnya. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's truly, truly international. And that's a really great thing.
If there's no other questions, then I think we're going to go into a time of prayer. Besides what we've talked about and what you've sent us, is there anything else we can add to our prayers for y'all?
Huh, you could pray. We're going into the winter, the dark season. So pray for our physical, mental, and emotional health that's always been challenged for us with the dark days coming. And, so the kids, we tend to get a lot of colds and things at this time of year. So just prayer for, I think with a lot, Emily was just asking me, she's, because we've been sick a lot since we moved here. And with moving the new country germs, and then we've moved, the kids have been to three different schools, so new school germs, and then we've lived in three different houses, so since in the last 3 years, so it's been a lot of transition, and so we're hoping that we can maybe kind of maybe won't get so sick this year so many times, so that would be a big prayer request, I guess. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Bob, do you want to open us up, and Tom will close us, if that's okay?
Sure. All right. Let us pray. Our creator and sustainer, we come to you again in the morning in the States and in the afternoon in Norway, and we're amazed by technology, the idea that we can be so close even though we're so far away from each other. But we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity that you have impressed upon us to come and to see your gifts and what's being bestowed with the fruit you've created and started. And we continue to petition to you movements in Norway. That is, it starts with the Stanghelles and continues on. We pray for our brothers that are here, our sisters who are here nurturing one another. And as Deborah just asked, as the dark time comes, we request that you continue to sustain your light in our hearts, that the emotional states and spiritual states, that your spirit would fall heavy on them, and that they would be encouraged, and the warmth of you would be felt even in the dark and cold of Norway.
Yeah.
So thank you again for allowing us this time to gather together. Thank you for all the rich blessings that the Blades and Champions have been given just to be here and to see what can happen when we all focus on pushing our faith forward. As we think about our verse of Psalm 46:10, to be still and know that you are God and that you will be exalted in all the nations. Thank you for giving us a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just lift this time up, and I would ask that you would continue to bless the rest of the time we have here, though it's short, and bless those that are on these technologies, that they would continue endeavor, mostly in prayer, but even in coming to Norway. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I agree with Bob. I just thank you for the opportunity they had to go, their willingness to go, and their desire to go, that you would encourage them in that ministry there and all the ministries that we're involved in particular the young people, the children that are there, that their eyes would be open to the work that's going on. So I too pray for Matt and Deborah, that you would be with them, that you would encourage them, and with the space they need, and Lord, be with the staff that they have. But Lord, as they mentioned, the dark season, Lord, I think about the dark season spiritually there, that somehow through this church and these people, that you would open the eyes to the natives there, that they have drifted so far from what they call a state church and what they're doing, that they would be renewed, revived, Lord, and see a church there that was really built to be a light there in that dark area. So I do pray for the dark season. It's hard for us to understand and go through months and months of darkness, but be with them, give them good health, encourage them, and just draw them closer to you and closer to each other. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Dear my Father, I cannot be more agreeable to the prayer I've been prayed thus far. Father, please keep them mindful to be salt of the earth, light of the world, to conquer all the darkness over there during the dark season. And Father, we pray for your wisdom to shower upon the minister, the elders, and officers over there. Father, please make them to be men of your words, men of prayers, and men of integrity. And Father, we pray for the marriage over there. Please build each of them intimately on the rock, and the rock is Lord Jesus Christ himself. Please continually use Trinity. Allow us to be part of this, to build our kingdom over there. Father, help us, and please provide the Norway ministry and church generously with your finance, so they will eventually find a permanent location for their church to continually to grow, but not by number, but by heart, to serve you and serve your children for the future generation to come. And Father, thank you, Father. How great thou art. Great is thy faithfulness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, do we lift up these young men that are going to seminary, and Lord, that you are doing the work, and we pray that you would establish them in you and in your word, and that you would accomplish what concerns you in preparing for now and preparing for the future. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless the work of Matt and Deborah and these other couples they've mentioned and the other church and the different ruling elders and the volunteers. And Lord, we pray even for the Sunday school that we just thank you and praise you that you have people lined up from here to the end of the year. And Lord, we just pray for the children and for the teachers and the volunteers that it would be a blessing to all, Lord.
Father, I want to lift up and pray that you have purposely raised out two men to become Minister Matt, Aaron Hur, to pray with him. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Father, I lift up the Stanghelly children to you, that they will have success in the school that they're in, that you'll give them good friends, opportunities to witness, but also a Christian friend for each of these children. And thank you for Deborah's mother's report, and that she will continue that you will lift that burden off of Deborah's heart so far away from her mom, and that you will just continue that healing there.
Father, we just thank you for just the joy of being able to see the Blades and the Champions there in Norway with the Stanghelles. And Father, we thank you for the good fellowship that they are enjoying together and for the journey mercies that you've given them. And we just pray that you would continue to give them journey mercies as they plan to come back to the States. And Father, we thank you for this new Sunday school format for the children and adults that I think is going to start this Sunday. And we pray that it will just strengthen the faith of all of those attending. And Father, we know that a strong Sunday school program that disciples our members and keeps us in God's word faithfully is just so important to a church. So we just pray for the success of this, of the new Sunday school program, and ask that you would bless it. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for Penelope to be able to join her siblings at the international school. And thank you for opening those doors of opportunity. And Lord, I just pray in particular this morning for Deborah as she recovers from this disappointing miscarriage. And I just pray that this CT scan will just give a definitive diagnosis and will just get to the bottom of this abdominal pain that she's having. And I pray for wisdom for her doctors to be able to come up with just a clear plan of action for her treatment. And Father, we just pray for an outpouring of your spirit on this church and just your continued blessings. And I just lift these prayers up to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time. This time together, separated by miles and yet one in spirit with our as brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. Grateful for the privilege that we share that bond. Thank you for Matt and Deborah and for their vision and their faithfulness to your calling. And I pray that you would continue to sustain them, even as I recognize coming into this time when there's not much sun and cold, and that you would watch over, that you would keep them physically healthy and emotionally, spiritually strong. We're grateful for the ways in which you've opened up just all these possibilities that we've talked about and heard of with schools for the kids now. We pray for this new building that you would provide this as a meeting place for the church and that you would just open the doors and make that possible, that you continue to bless this congregation. We pray for the men who are doing seminary training and that you would raise up Norwegian leaders for this denomination as it goes forward, that you would plant many, many more churches that are faithful to your word and to your calling. Mm-hmm. We pray for the Blades and the Champions as they return for traveling mercies for them. And I'm reminded too of Deborah's mother. Thank you for the progress that she's had from healthcare, and that you would continue to give her good health and healing from this. Lord, we celebrate with you just the picture that Matt described of this very international congregation that you've brought there to Norway. It reminds us of that scene that we look to that one day in Revelation where men and women from every tribe and tongue and nation will stand around your throne praising you. And that this church that Matt has described is just a microcosm of that. Mm-hmm. Lord, we give you praise for that. And just that as a testament to your hand at work in their lives and preparing people for this. Lord, help each of us now in this day ahead to be faithful in the places that you put us and the calling you have on our individual lives, that we would glorify you as well. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.